BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Sri Lanka and Britain have clashed over how to deal with allegations of war crimes at the end of the Sri Lankan civil war. President Mahinda Rajapaksa reacted frostily to a call by the British Prime Minister David Cameron for an independent inquiry. Charles Haviland reports from Colombo.
David Cameron said before leaving Sri Lanka that if the country didn't hold transparent investigations into possible crimes by its military by March, Britain would press for an international investigation. At a news conference later, President Mahinda Rajapaksa commented, "That's his view, they can say what they want," but added that people in glass houses must not throw stones. In an oblique reference to the Bloody Sunday killings in Northern Ireland, he said some inquiry reports took 40 years to emerge, and he knew the difficulties involved.
The opposition leader in the Maldives, Mohamed Nasheed, has acknowledged his defeat in the country's presidential election. Early results showed the runoff vote had been won by Abdullah Yameen, a close relative of the country's former ruler, Mahmoud Abdul Gayoom, who was president for 3 decades until 2008. Anbarasa Netarajan reports.
It was a shock defeat for Mohamed Nasheed, who had been seen by many as a clear front-runner. But the latest results show that Mr. Yameen has secured more than 51% of the votes. Just days before the runoff, Mr. Yameen was able to get the support of other political parties, which seem to have turned the result in his favour. The immediate challenge for Mr. Yameen will be to convince the international community that he is not simply a puppet of his half-brother and former president Mahmoud Abdul Gayoom. With Mr. Nasheed accepting defeat, there is hope that there will be political stability in the Maldives.
Reinforcements from one of the most powerful militias in Libya have been pushed back from the capital Tripoli in heavy fighting with rival groups. At least one person has been killed and a dozen others wounded. The convoy had come from the city of Misrata to help their fellow militiamen who came under attack after opening fire on unarmed protesters on Friday. The Prime Minister, Ali Zidane, said there should be no armed presence in the capital except for the army and the police.
We will contact our brothers in the armed groups in Tripoli, and we will request that they prepare to leave the city, to go far away to another location, or back to where they came from. Then there would be no armed presence except the army and the police.
The former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has relaunched his old Forza Italia party following a split in the centre-right. The PDL party he led for 6 years fell apart over plans to expel Mr. Berlusconi from Parliament following a conviction for tax fraud earlier. The breakaway group opposed his demand for toppling the government over the issue. World News from the BBC. A former director of the Brazilian state-run bank Banco do Brasil, Enrique Pizzolatto, has fled the country to avoid being jailed along with other senior figures convicted in the country's biggest corruption trial. In a letter, Mr. Pizzolatto, who has an Italian passport, said he'd run away because he wanted a fair trial in Italy. On Friday, the Brazilian Supreme Court issued 12 arrest warrants. All the others have surrendered to the police, including the chief of staff of the former Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. A suicide bomber has attacked a police checkpoint in the Afghan capital Kabul, killing one police officer and 9 other people. The attack took place near the site where hundreds of delegates are expected to gather next week to discuss future relations with the United States. From Kabul, here's David Loyne.
The attack happened amid busy Saturday afternoon traffic. It appears that the police at a checkpoint identified a vehicle as a threat and opened fire. The suspect driver then crashed into a Humvee police-armoured vehicle, killing one police officer and wounding 3 others as his bomb detonated. As so often in Afghanistan, it was civilians who took the brunt of the casualties, and the dead and wounded among people walking or in other vehicles were taken to a nearby hospital.
China's state news agency Xinhua says 9 assailants armed with knives and axes have attacked a police station in the province of Xinjiang, killing 2 officers and wounding 2 others. The report said all 9 attackers were shot dead during the incident in the town of Serikbuya. Nigeria has become the first African country to qualify for the Football World Cup finals in Brazil next year. Playing at home, the Nigerian team defeated Ethiopia 2-0 in the second leg playoff match. In the other qualifying matches for the 4 other African places, Senegal play Ivory Coast and Cameroon face Tunisia on Sunday. BBC News.